Vatia Leiter.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We'll be starting shortly.
Ten, and Noah begot three sons, verse 61.
Ehino Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Vayoled Noach Shalosha Banim V'domer Amar Rabbi Chiya LeRabbi Yehuda Kavim Alach Mile V'shamana V'hai Mishal Levarnash Deyael Lenu Kvaiba Kimaha Bazimna Adavanafke Tirain O Tilasa Benin Admit Parsha Meachara Beorcho Kilvado Dazaka Bida Chayava, Bida Benoni, Ofaka, Name Tilat, Yitre Derufa, Azlin Bishatan, Beit Kalilan, Bidlat Almin. And Noach begat three sons. Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yossi, come and let me tell you what I have heard about this. It resembles a situation in which a man mates with his wife once, and then two or three children are born. Each one is different from the other in his ways and character. One is virtuous, one is wicked, and one is average. So there are three strands of the spirit that stretch out, fly, and are included within the three worlds, the Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. As we learned in an email I sent a couple of weeks ago, the three sons of Noah were triplets. And what this verse is saying, that the three worlds are triplets. The world of action, the physical world, is a mixture of good and evil, where it's half and half. The world of Yetzirah, our, what we call our heaven, is also a world of negativity, but it's only 25% negative and 75% positive. And the world of Briah is 100% positive. And then just for discussion, the world above that, the world of Atzilut, has no negativity. Whereas the world of Briah has negativity in potential. But it is 100% positive in its actions, in the way it works. And that's what this verse is discussing and describing. That there, these three children, one was positive, one was negative, and one was middle. It had a mixture of the energy. Does anybody have any questions? Because this is a lunch hour for some people. A lot of people who listen to this class do so over lunch. I do try and maintain the 60-minute limitation on it. So let us start the class. This is the 14th class in our series of Sefer Yetzirah. This class will be completing Chapter 1. And as we know, Chapter 1 is discussing the Sefirot. It introduces the 22 letters, but it really just does that in order to introduce the Sefirot. There is a number of different versions, and the last few Mishnayot of Chapter 1 from the different versions we're going to go over together. Chamesh chotem rom besod, na birar shalosh shimot, Min hatifshatos vikaban b'shemo hagadol yud hei wav v'chotem b'chen shesh ketsuot. And another Mishnah 13. Pinu lema'ala v'chi itmo bi yud he vav shesh chatam tachat pinu lamate v'chatam bi yud vav he sheva pinu lepani v'chatam bezarach v'he yud vav shemana pinu pana la'achuriv v'chatam me'arev behei vav yud tesha pinu lav yaminu v'chotam darom bevav yud hei aser pinu lash ma'al v'chotam tzafon bevav hev yud. And Mishnah 14. Elu eser sefirot blima en chat ruach Elohim cham shutim ruach meruach shalosh mayim meruach arba esh memayim v'shesh ketzit wot rom tachat metzarach me'er tzafon darom tam perek rishon. And now for the English translation. Mishnah 13. He chose three letters from among the elementals, and he set them in his great name. With them he sealed six extremities. Five he sealed above, and faced upward and sealed it with Yud-Heh-Vav. Six he sealed below, and faced downward and sealed it with He-Yud-Vav. Seven he sealed east, and faced straight ahead, and sealed it with Vav Yud He. Eight he sealed west, and faced backwards, and sealed it with Vav He Yud. Nine he sealed south, and faced to the right, and sealed it with Yud Vav He. 10 he sealed north, and faced it left, and sealed it with He Vav Yud. These are the 10 sefirot blima of nothingness, is the way it's usually translated, but we've talked what blima means about. We've expressed it in our earlier classes. Breath of the living God, breath from breath, water from breath, fire from breath. Up, down, east, west, north, south. Please note that the order of the Sefirot follows the same order as all of the Mishnahs from 9 to 13, as well as the specific order of Mishnah 1-5. Why that order? In the modern Kabbalists, they follow the order of water, fire, breath, south, north, east, up, down, west. This change took place in the 1500s. Why do you think? I will give you a physical hint. The Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria Ashkenazi, was born in 1532. Why did Hashem choose elementals for his name, and not doubles or mother letters? Here's a general comment.
Gotcha, I got disconnected, sorry.
I'm sorry?
I got disconnected, so I had to get back into the conference call. I apologize for the interruption.
That's fine. A lot of people, for whatever reason, their connections, they end up disconnecting for a few minutes. and then come back. It's very common.
Okay.
Here's a list of the correlations with and within the Sephirot. Why do you think I am starting this list? The Keter, and in the Sefer Yetzirah, it used the code 1. It started counting with the Keter with the number 1. Chachma, it starts, is number 2. Bina is number 3. Dat, which is not a Sephirah, but in the Sefer Yetzirah, it's referred to as code, as code 4. Chesed is code 9. The direction south is connected to the Tetragrammaton, but not all four letters, because we are not, haven't reached the world of Asiya. The south, we have a sequence of the Tetragrammaton, Yud Vav He. This is in the Ari code. Oh, excuse me. In the Ari code, south is Vav Yud He. Gevurah, which is the Sefer Yetzirah code 10, in north, in the previous connections, it's He Vav Yud. But in the Arizal code, north is Vav He Yud. Tiferet, which is Sephirah code 7, east is Vav Yud He. And in the Arizal code, the east is He Yud Vav. In Netzach, the Sefer Yetzirah code is 5. Netzach is up. It's Yud He Vav. In the Arizal code, up is Yud He Vav also. Hod, which is down, the Sefer Yetzirah code 6, is He Yud Vav. In the Arizal code, it's Yud Vav He. Yesod, the Sefer Yetzirah code 8, is west. Vav He Yud. The Arizal code is Vav He Yud. Malchut is the center point. There is no Sefer Yetzirah code from this. All of these 6 lower Sephirot represent Zeran Pin. They each connect to different aspects, and the code words of those aspects is the Tetragrammaton sequences, which we permutate. And so each of the 6 directions, south, north, east, west, up, down, each of them have their own permutation. But there's this difference between the permutations. They changed when the Arizal brought his system. And today, almost everybody follows the Arizal. There are a few people still utilizing the older system. And later in this course of Sefer Yetzirah, we'll begin to understand what is the difference between these two systems. But But essentially, one is internal and one is external. They both are accurate. They both work. When it comes to Sukkot, and we wave the lulav and etrog, we do so in the six directions. The Arizal tells us to start in the south, go to the north, then to the east, then to up, then to down, and finally to the west. And this action of these six directions has much meaning during Sukkot and at other times as well. But this is generally the discussion. The last part of chapter one is bringing this teaching, but it really doesn't answer the questions that it asked, which is why did Hashem choose the elementals? Now, the tetragrammaton Yud Hey Vav Hey has a meaning in Hebrew. We know how to pronounce this word, because the word Haya means to be. It's the is word, the to be verb. But in Hebrew, when a word starts with a yud, it's an indication that it's an action. Well, being is not an action, it's an essence. So the meaning of the tetragrammaton is active being, action in stillness. This is really a deep understanding of who and what Hashem is, who and what the Creator is. When we permutate these first three letters, Yud, He, Vav, in the six different directions, these permutations are demonstrating to us different aspects of the Creator. What is a direction? What is the demeaning of a direction in the spiritual level? What is the meaning of up spiritually? Up is closer to the Creator. Down is further from the Creator. Okay. But what's the meaning of south? In the world, in the physical world, where we are oriented to a magnetic field, south is a direction. But in the spiritual world, south is a sefirah, the sefirah of chesed. South has a meaning in spirituality. South in the language of branches means loving kindness. And that's why the Arizal has a start during Sukkot facing south. North is Givurah, north is judgment. In the prophecies, it describes that the nations, God forbid we end up with the Armageddon War, which we don't have to, but if that, God forbid, were to manifest, the prophecies tell us that it will come out of the north. It will come out of judgment. It doesn't mean that the war will start in the north. It could very well start in the physical south. but the consciousness will be about judgment. This is the teaching of this class in the Sefer Yetzirah. It's quick, it's simple. There's this whole list of generic aspects. South means this. But it's important as you learn to meditate, and as you learn to meditate on the letters, is that you understand the relationships between a direction and a sefirah. That you understand the core aspect of what that sefirah is doing. And a direction is part of that. We're now going to go into the astrological information from this class. And there is a separate link at the bottom of the handout for today's class, which takes you to astrological information relating the rising signs to the character traits. And we will discuss that. But are there any questions prior to me starting this aspect of the class?
I have
a question. The Gaon of Vilna said that the reason each person is born in this world is to change their character and or their personality traits. In other words, why do you want to change the character traits? Because all of the sins that someone does, the root of where they come from are these bad character traits. In other words, if a person had all good character traits, he would be a much freer type of person. And the Gaon of Vilna says if he didn't come to change his character traits, why did he come into the world? Hebrew astrology teaches us about ourselves. It's not fixed in cement. This is the concept out of the East of karma. You can't overcome your karma. But in Hebrew astrology and in Kabbalah, everything is changeable. Everything is mutable. Everything is based on free choice and free actions. It is actually who we are at the moment of our birth. We come in with the astrological influences. That's why we chose that moment of birth. We came into the world to overcome our astrological influences, our mazel. Mazel tov, which gets translated as good luck or congratulations, doesn't mean that. Mazel is a Hebrew word that means the dripping of the influences of the heavens. It means the shefa, the goodness that flows from the spiritual world into the physical world. Mazel is the astrological influences. We came into this world to overcome these astrological influences. And that starts with the first breath that we take and continues until the last breath we take in this lifetime. The mazel at the moment of birth is who the person is. If you look at the horoscope, you can see what their character tendencies are all about. It is not who they will become. It is who they are in the potential. And that is what they came to work on in the world. we know there's this discussion of environment, nurture versus birth.
Nature versus nurture.
Say again?
Nature versus nurture.
Thank you. Nature versus nurture, the two ends. Nature is who you came into the world as the potential. Nurture will cause those potentials to manifest in the ways that they will manifest. That is the whole idea of Kabbalah and free choice. You can change any and every aspect of your life, whether it's an illness or whether it's a personality trait or a character trait or your reactions. You are potentially in control of everything. You just have to choose to be in control. I'm continuing to read. The character tendencies come from through the horoscope. The horoscope lets us read these tendencies. But who that person, that child, that little baby will become depends on the choices that the parents make and then ultimately the choices that the child makes. And they came into this world to work on these choices, to work on these character traits, to change them, to remove the negative traits and enhance the positive traits. Everybody has different issues, different problems. There is nobody who came into this world who did not come into this world with things they have to work upon to change. If not, they have no reason to come into the world. This world is a world of correction, a world of tikkun. This world needs to be fixed. And you came into this world to fix yourself because you cannot fix other people. You can only fix the world by fixing yourself. The material in this class and additional classes that may be developed from this information comes from four primary texts. An older Jewish ethical text called Or HaSadikim, The Way of the Righteous, written about 450 years ago by an anonymous author. The second text is the Shaar Kedusha, The Gates of Holiness, written by Chaim Vital on his own writings. This is not from the Arizal. The third book is the Archot Yosher, The Straight Paths, written by a contemporary rabbi of our time, Rabbi Chaim Konevsky, and an e-book by a Kabbalistic astrologer who lives in Jerusalem, whose name is Yaakov Cronenberg. These books all make a link. Say again?
Can you repeat his last name, Yaakov's last name? And if you say the name of the e-book?
Cronenberg.
You have the name of the e-book as well?
No, he has a website that he just opened up. If you Google him, you'll be able to get to his website and see the e-book.
Okay.
These books make a link between the rising signs and the character traits that need to be cleansed through action, active and conscious change. The rising sign is a function of the time of your birth. A character trait is a habit that becomes ingrained in the nature of the person. I want to read that again because it's very meaningful. A character trait is a habit that becomes ingrained in the nature of the person. Habits are not good, nor are they bad. Habits can be good for a person or destructive to a person. Yet habits that are destructive sometimes are good. An example of a habit is a tendency to be cautious. When that tendency becomes set into the nature of a person in such a way that he is always cautious in his actions, it is said he has the character trait of being cautious. I don't think people understand this without the Kabbalah. People describe their character traits as that's the way I am. But even character traits can be changed. And a character trait started with a habit. It started with an attitude, as it demonstrated with this idea of being cautious. If your reactions are cautious and you do that consistently and constantly and don't think about your cautious attitude, then it becomes a character trait. Some people will say being cautious is good, and others will say that there are times that being cautious has been harmful. Character traits are neither good nor bad. Habits are neither good nor bad. Those are values. Character traits are tendencies based on the astrological influences, as we will come to understand. Each character trait has some degree of strength with respect to a person. Some people will lie sometimes. Some people will lie all the time. The tendency to lie is relative to this idea of degree. Some character traits apply to every person in a generation, since it is a tikkun of that generation. Some character traits apply to only a few people, since these people have this character trait to change in order to achieve their tikkun. Hebrew astrology relates each rising sign with a tendency to be strong, or a tendency to be medium, or a tendency to be a weak inclination with respect to a specific character trait. The chart below shows which rising signs have strong inclination, medium inclination, or weak inclination to impact each and every character trait that is listed. I hope at some point to be able to take each of the character traits and discuss their strengths and weaknesses. But the chart that is below, the matrix that is below, has four columns. If we look at the first character trait, it's arrogance. Now, most people would say arrogance is a negative character trait. But remember, it's not a negative or a positive. It's a tendency based on the astrological influences, and it can be changed. But if you know your children have an Aries rising sign, they're going to be strongly influenced towards arrogance. But if their rising sign is Virgo, arrogance will probably not be one of the character traits that they will develop. This is the purpose of the chart. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to pick up something. I'm listening now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The purpose of the chart is to give you an understanding of the inclination based on the astrological rising sign. It also is beneficial because as you look at these lists, at this list of character traits, it's not an exhaustive list. It's not complete. And if you see, as you go down the list, you see things that are left off, send me an email and I'll add it to the list.
May I interrupt you for a moment? Is this list
Absolutely.
On the handout?
I'm sorry?
Is this list on the handout?
Yes, it's on the second handout. If you go to the handout, at the bottom there's a link that opens this list.
Okay, thank you.
As you go down the list of character traits, if there's a missing trait, send it to me. You'll also notice that the chart is not complete. And that's because of time limitations. So if you want to send me, if there's a character trait that you'd really like to understand more or better, be aware of more, send me which traits you'd like me to fill in first. But let me give you an example. Again, starting with arrogance. Rising signs of Aries, Leo, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Aquarius have strong inclinations to develop arrogance as a character trait. It will start out with a habit, and then it will become a character trait. Cancer and Capricorn are medium inclinations. It's possible they will have influence, but you will not see this trait so ingrained in a Cancer rising sign or a Capricorn rising sign like you would in the Sagittarius or the Aries or Aries. And it's very unlikely that a Pisces rising sign is going to develop arrogance because Taurus, Gemini, Virgo, Libra, and Pisces tend to be a weak inclination. But by knowing the rising sign, you can determine which traits you are bound to create, bound to receive, bound to have part of you. But then you have to decide which of these character traits you want to change. And then we can talk about how do you work on changing this influence. And the simple way to change any character trait is to recognize that it's a habit. And the easiest way to change a habit is to replace it with another habit, a more positive habit. The character trait of hatred. Aries, Gemini, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, and Aquarius have strong inclinations towards hatred. Cancer, Leo, and Pisces have a medium inclination towards hatred. Taurus, Libra, and Sagittarius have a weak inclination to develop hatred. Is hatred ever beneficial? The answer is yes. Every character trait has the potential to be beneficial at one time or another. Hatred for the Satan is beneficial in your life. It will cause you to run away from the thoughts that he sends you. But hatred of another human being is not a beneficial character trait. Frivolity, not taking things seriously. Gemini, Leo, Virgo, and Sagittarius have strong inclination to this trait. Aries, Taurus, Cancer, and Libra, less involved, medium inclination. Scorpio, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, almost never will you see them clowning and being frivolous. I don't want to go through each trait. You can read them for yourself on the chart. It's important that you do that. But I will start to list the character traits that are here. And as I said, it's not an exhaustive list. It's not complete. Vanity, naivete, curiosity, audacity, compassion, joy is a character trait, diligence, shyness, cruelty, sensitivity to others, courage, worrying, the ability to be remorseful. Love is a character trait. Jealousy, appeasement, caution, anger, being generous, laziness, miserliness, forgetfulness, God-fearing, exaggerates, patient, silence, depression is a character trait, truthful, intense Torah study. Torah study that is lackadaisical. These are two ends, two extremes of the same character trait. Lying and manipulation. Strong desires and lust. Pride and honor. Materiality. Revengeful. Gossiping. Humility, anxiety, smugness, being haughty, being conceited. Please note that some of these character traits appear positive. An example is joy, yet joy is a trait that needs to be enhanced and expanded constantly. Compassion is another trait that people misunderstand. Too much compassion leaves a child unable to participate in the world in a healthy, balanced manner. Please keep in mind that there are always times when a character trait should be used and other times when it should not be used. Hashem creates all things in pairs. And Hashem creates this against that. These metaphors need to be utilized in your life. There are 11 traits that I have completed on this chart. There are 42 known traits on the chart. There are many more traits, as I've asked you to send me a list of them, or things that are part of you that you'd like to know where they come from. I will add to these 11 traits as my time allows, and that's why I've asked you, if there's a trait that isn't completed on this list, but you'd like to see it, send me an email, and I will get it put on this list for you. We're almost running out of time. We just have a few minutes left for questions. Does anybody have any questions? This is an important week. We've just come out of the holiday period, the 23 days of the Tishrei holidays. This coming Thursday at 9 p.m. is our Rosh Chodesh connection. The month of Cheshvan is a very difficult month for most people. And the reason for that is because the light that was revealed, the efforts that were made during the Tishrei holidays, manifest during the month of Scorpio. And if you don't have the vessel to handle that kind of flood, you end up with the destruction, similar to the flood of Noah. Taking control on Rosh Chodesh, which starts Thursday night and runs through sundown on Shabbat. There are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Taking control, participating in a Rosh Chodesh connection is highly recommended. That's this coming Thursday at 9 p.m. Today there are two more classes. One is at 5:30. That's L.A. time. At 5:30 p.m. is a basic class in about Shabbat. At 8:30 p.m., we have our classes in the Esther Sefirot Hakdamah. Those people who are attending that class find it very stimulating. It's really an amazing class and highly recommended. And the same thing on Tuesday night at 8:30. We have a class in advanced reincarnation. It's the 29th class of advanced reincarnation. Reincarnation is a complicated subject. And I expect that series of classes to end up close to 200 classes. Wednesday, we have a beginning basic class at two different times, one at noon and one at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to take the basic class again. We always need reinforcement. We always need reminders. Satan is very strong and will veil that idea, will insinuate himself into our process. We have to guard against that, and one of the ways to guard against that is to take the basic class again, to relearn the tools that you're using, to remind you how to use them properly, to remind you when to use them. This coming Motzei Shabbat, Saturday night at 10 p.m., we will have a Zohar class, which is the opportunity to make a spiritual action and connection to the Zohar as the first or one of the first spiritual actions of your week. That's why we have this class Saturday night. Come join us. Sunday morning at 10:30, we have a class called Torah and Science. It's a class that helps you relate to how Torah and science are not mutually exclusive, but actually integrate well together. Are there any questions before I wish you a good week? Have a beautiful week. We hope you'll join us for one of these classes. We hope you'll join us for the Rosh Chodesh Connection Thursday night. Everyone should be well. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.